Hello and welcome back. My name is Seth Juarez. We're here at Build 2016 in San Francisco, California, in the beautiful Moscone Center. The sun is out. It is burning my eyes. This is crazy weather for us. We're usually used to the cloudiness.
Yeah.
I'm here with the wonderful Gurpreet Singh Paul, partner director at Bing. Tell us a little bit about your role, my friend.
Yeah, so I run part of Bing product, and my team and I are focused on making sure all the technology, the intelligence, the knowledge that we have in Bing, how do we plug it into our own Microsoft products and into our partner products to power a lot of experiences with relate to search, intelligence and knowledge across all these products.
And that's kind of amazing because Satya, when he came out, was very big on intelligence.
Yeah.
It's all about sort of the cognitive services. He talked about that a lot, and it feels like it was pervasive almost in everything that he talked about. But it feels like me as like a standard developer, how do I leverage these kinds of powerful things if I don't have the data? I mean, what are we doing as Bing to help with that?
Seth, that's a good question. So I think when it comes to cognitive services, if you really look at it, it is a composition of the knowledge and intelligence which is coming from across the product and engineering teams across Microsoft. Mm-hmm. And if you look at what we've released in terms of Microsoft.com Cognitive, the cognitive services, which is speech, vision, search, et cetera, many of these new and improved services are coming from the Bing team.
Uh-huh.
Some are coming from our technology and research team. And we actually partner very closely with technology and research to make sure we have a great cycle going on sharing the knowledge, the intelligence, the machine learning, you know, which has been incorporated into the AI models, et cetera, that are being trained. So we are providing a lot of these services and capabilities. And the same capabilities that we provide are the ones that are powering Cortana, the Windows search, also, if you look at it, even third-party partners. So speaking of those, I would say if you look at Apple Siri search, web search, you see Apple Spotlight, Amazon, AOL worldwide switched to Bing, Infospace, and many other partners who are using our knowledge and intelligence to go power their experiences and apps.
And it feels like, though, like I have an application, and then you say Bing can do these things. Can you describe a little bit more each of sort of the things that developers can have access to?
Yeah.
You mentioned vision, speech. Can you tell us, what does that mean?
So I think the best way for me to do that, rather than just talk about,
sure,
is just show you, walk you through what we are offering on the web to all the developers today that they can actually right now go and try for free. So let me switch.
Let's do it.
And show you this.
All right.
So if I go to Microsoft.com Cognitive, I go to all the cognitive services, and I go to APIs, and you can see these are all in vision, speech, language, knowledge, search.
Mm-hmm.
All these are APIs and search that developers can leverage today. We continuously improve these and add to this, right? So which is the signal which is coming from Bing, which is coming from a lot of our partners is being incorporated in developing this. Now let me show you a tour of some of the APIs.
Let's do it.
And then you'll get the picture.
And I'm glad you're doing this because I've talked a lot about this throughout Build,
yeah,
but I felt like we've always sort of like glossed over what it is and why it's important. I'm glad we're actually gonna look at how this stuff actually
yeah,
works.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that when we come here, we provide these services and APIs to developers, they can immediately try,
right,
and do something with, see, they experience it. You can try it in our labs or they can immediately try it. So the first API that we have is like the web search API. It's our API that delivers in one call all the result types from Bing. So web, video, image, news, related searches. So let's take an example here. Which is a while stay away from the Seahawks since I'm in San Francisco.
Nice.
Let's talk TED Talks.
Okay.
And if you see, we all are interested in TED Talks. We tell you what's the official site. Here is the news about TED Talks. Here are videos. There are blue links and related searches. Now, if I was going to venture and show you, Seattle Seahawks, you will see that, again, the news have all these components. And in just one API call, if I show you the JSON, right, you can actually see that with one JSON call, you've got all these rich results coming from the web API.
And this is crazy, because I've been researching like automatic trading. Can you imagine querying on a company, getting all the news, yeah, getting sentiment, and being able to do automatic trading on that?
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And the good part is we built this Explorer, this API Explorer. You can use it without even trying, you know, to have to write any code,
right?
You can just use it. If you want to do the code, you can look at the JSON. Then you need to get a free key to try these out,
uh-huh,
so you can see the effect with code,
right,
as, you know, real-time effect of changes you'd make. Let me show you another API, which I think is a very important API, which is the image search API. Now, when I switched to the image search API, you said, you know, the web search API gave me images.
Uh-huh.
Why do I need an image search API? The reason you need an image search API is when we know the intent that the user is actually looking for images, that we know a little bit more. We can offer more results, more metadata, more filters, right, that they can then use on that. So I'll give you a demo. If you look at the resources, these filters, as you see, are different. They are very pertinent to images. So if I was going to go and say nature wallpapers, right, you can see these are all fantastic from Bing image search wallpapers that are there. But I will go ahead and actually go and do color and pick purple. Maybe I like purple wallpapers.
Oh my goodness.
So these are all these filters that, you know, as a developer you can use to say, give me this, you know. I will switch to another one, which I want to show you is, let's say, cute animals is always a good option to look at.
Nice.
Another good pictures of very cute animals, right? And if I was doing it now, I'll use a different filter, which is image types, right? And I can go and say, for me, show clip art. And you can see now clip art that people would like to put into,
right,
this thing. So these, as you see, that these filters are now relevant to image results. And you see, there you got only a few image results as the answer. Here you get all the image results. And you get all these various filters to do it. Let me show you one last thing on this APIs before we move on. Let me show you the video search API. And here, if you go back to the API Explorer, you see now these filters have changed to reflect to video, like video length.
Right.
Whether it's free or it's a paid video, you know, those kind of things that are relevant to video will show up. Now, if I go to a popular one, which is Adele songs, you can see that I've got all these Adele songs that videos for those. We just added a new feature because just having an image of a video makes no sense. Then it's just an image. We have motion previews, so you can actually get 30-second preview of the video when you are using video. It makes it a lot more easier for the developer to integrate the right video into the application they're developing.
And that's amazing, right? Because, I mean, often you have applications where you have knowledge workers,
yeah,
and the knowledge that you have maybe in your own database or your own cloud or whatever,
yeah,
is not sufficient. It would be great to augment that information with stuff from Bing.
Yeah, and we are bringing the power of Bing video search here. We are the best video search engine on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of data to prove that. And the thing is, there's so much video. And if you go to YouTube, you will see the same thumbnail of the video, and then you can make out which one I should use. Here, you can actually play it when you are integrated into your application.
I love it. So we talked a little bit about sort of the cognitive services. You gave an overview, and then we dove deep into sort of the search, which is kind of a cognitive service if,
yeah,
you think about,
yeah,
it. We also heard a little bit about communications as a platform.
Yeah.
Would you talk a little bit more about that and how Bing sort of assists in that area?
Actually, that's a good point. We have been working, so Satya talked about conversation as a platform and the intelligence. We've been working very closely with the teams involved in that on like the Skype team.
Mm-hmm.
In building conversations as a platform, we are making sure that the knowledge and intelligence of Bing is being deeply integrated into the conversations as a platform. So when people are developing bots, or they are building service agents, they can leverage the knowledge and intelligence and the user intent understanding. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to show you kind of what I mean by that, just in a Bing query.
Okay, right? Let's do it.
So if I go and say, if I go to Bing and I say, Tom Hanks movie, Stranded on Island. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I saw this movie a long time ago, and I liked the movie, but only thing I remember is Tom Hanks stranded on an island.
Right.
And that's how users really remember things, right? So we, because of so much of understanding from the web and the click, have figured out, right, that we can understand these semantics. We can understand these queries. So this is the kind of key intelligence backed by a strong signal of hundreds of millions of users, billions of clicks. This is supporting this intelligence. This is just the intelligence part and understanding, right? The other part is the knowledge. Mm-hmm. Look at the amount of rich knowledge we have about this. So this task pane here is giving you images, videos, reviews, data about this movie, which can then be joined, right? And can be pulled into any conversation, help build a very powerful bot or a communication experience where you are understanding user intent and enriching these conversations.
And this is something as a developer that, say you're building a bot, you would use these APIs from Bing to sort of augment the intelligence of the particular bot.
And I'll tell you, other things that we've done is, We have very good app search, we have web search, entity search. We now want to be the number one search engine for bot search. And if you go look at it, and I did a query like funny bots, mm-hmm. right? We have indexed the top bots and giving a user a signal that you can look for. Not too many places. If you go to various places, you can only find what's in that particular environment, whether it's Slack, or in Telegram, right, or Kick. We are going across all these to get you all these best bots. Let me show you some other queries also, which I really like. One is shopping bots. You wanna go shopping? And wanna use bots, here is shopping bots. And this one is Kip bot. But the one thing I wanna really interestingly show you is you can actually inline chat with this bot, because this bot is available to try inside of Bing.
That's cool.
And we think more and more of our bots be able to do that. I'll show you some other bots here. Let's say, if you wanted to do by platform, let's say Skype bots. As you can see, these are the bots currently available in Skype.
And that's interesting, right? Because now, as an organization, when people are looking to learn more about you, and it might be the middle of the night when no one's there, you could have a bot available to answer typical questions for your business.
Exactly. And what I'll show you is we've actually built some bots in Skype. The bot development toolkit just came out. You talked about it.
Yeah.
So our developers got like pretty, you know, show me, I got to go build something. So we'll show you some cool bots that they've built, and I'm sure there are more coming. So here are some bots. We built an image bot, a music bot, a news bot, and some other experimental stuff that we guys are doing. But I just maybe go to the music bot. Right, and I type in here, let's say Adele, and it gives me the song,
that's
and I can really play this
fast.
Yeah, and I can say beautiful day, since you mentioned about the great weather in SFO, we rarely see in Seattle. And there we go.
And you know,
there's YouTube.
You know what's crazy is, because I talked about this obviously the first day, I saw one interaction, but now that I'm seeing multiple bots sort of in there, they've literally become sort of your assistants
exactly.
to do some powerful
exactly.
things. And you're saying that if you back it up with the data that comes from Bing, they become even more powerful.
Exactly. So the Skype bot development toolkit is going to bring a lot of rich communication, video, and audio, et cetera, into it. And we are going to bring the knowledge and intelligence from Bing into then. You can imagine what a powerful platform that is there to go and build your either a bot or an assistant or a service assistant. So that's what, that's the new world, right, of the conversation as a platform.
Absolutely. Now, again, remember, this is live. So if there's any questions, please put them in the question box. We want to be able to answer your questions. Here's a question from Mateus. What is the future of Bing and its tools?
I don't know what you mean by its tools.
Yeah.
So if you're referring to the APIs,
yes, let's go with that.
I would say that we, as if you've seen, we are offering more and more APIs, more and more features in these APIs, and we will continue to invest in this. As I said, the big charter of Bing for Partners as a mission is to really take our APIs, our knowledge, our intelligence, and our capabilities and technologies and plug them, right, and make them available to developers, right, that they can use to build richer, smarter experiences or apps.
So it's like, it's not that Bing is now just a website where you search for stuff.
Yeah.
Bing becomes a platform to augment the intelligence of your business.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We saw some things also regarding maps, and I kind of wanted to get into that, because maps have sort of changed the way that we do anything anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So on the map side, I have a slide, you know, just to show what are some of our key features that we came up with. I'm sure the viewers can see the slide themselves. Yeah. What I like to do is actually show you stuff, right, which is the cool new stuff that's available to developers on the map side. So I'm going to switch to one of the key features we just shipped is auto-suggest. Like we have auto-suggest in Bing, which really helps in query formulation, make it easier, because sometimes you don't type the right thing, or you know a little bit about it and you want to know more, then gives you a bunch of options and that you can go. And this is based on a lot of click signal as well. So if I go to like auto-suggest, I can go to just going into the SDK, straight in the SDK and type San Francisco. So as you can see, the auto suggest is saying, hey, these, if you start typing San F, San Francisco is going. So let's go to San Francisco, right? And I'm now over San Francisco in this tool. Now I go to the next thing is what I wanted to show you. Another cool feature is if I just started typing Moscone, given my user location and context, because now the window says I'm in San Francisco,
I am
getting Moscone, right? So this is a very, very powerful tool for people who are trying to find places and locations, et cetera. So this is new part of the Bing V8 map control API that we've done.
And that's interesting, right? Because anyone that's dealt with search knows that the first thing that you need to do to make search work is start to cut out results.
Exactly.
And here what you're saying is with map autocomplete, if you're in a specific place, we're just going to assume you're searching there.
Yeah, and the ranking of the auto-suggest suggestions is based on the location. Mm-hmm. So let me give you another interesting thing. I talked about the street side maps. So first time, we are actually making the street side imagery available part of our API.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. So I'm in here, and I've got some location that I visited last. What I can do is I'm just going to remove my glasses, make me easier to do the demo. I'm going to go and you know, change the, do you know what this,
of course, just off
geocode.
The top.
So, okay, this is where exactly we are at right now as we are sitting. And I go run it, I update the code, I'm in Moscone Center, outside Moscone Center. And what I want to show you is I can go ahead and, you know, walk the street. I can even go and manipulate this.
And he's doing it with his finger if you're watching.
Yeah, I'm using it in my finger because I have a touch screen.
Sure.
And this power of adding this to, so we had the, you know, the aerial imagery, and then we obviously had the map. But now you can, if you wanted to add this richness to your application when you want the user to kind of cruise around to get the context, great for real estate or show me where my restaurant is, what the outdoor looks like.
Right.
This kind of feature that we just added.
And that's interesting, right? Because I could imagine scenarios where people that run delivery shops, they get the GPS coordinate on their device. It shows them what it looks like.
Yeah.
It shows them if they're in the wrong place, right, if they have GPS enabled with Bing Maps. It seems like a really interesting way to know where you are and where you're going.
Exactly. And what I was doing is I was just updating the JavaScript, and you can go and see the effects in the SDK of the changes that you guys are making, right? So other thing I wanted to show you is, on Bing Maps, again, I'm over San Francisco, is it's not about just the capability, but what you can do with the capability.
Right.
The key thing that people do, why do they use Bing Maps APIs and our controls, is to visualize whole kind of data, so many different kinds of data. So I have an example which is now created for using our maps on San Francisco, keeping it very relevant, is if I go here and I show category. Now what is this? This is an application created to show the 911 calls that have happened in the San Francisco area. Then I said, what kind of calls were because of burglary as an example, right? And if I type this, I'm showing this is the intensity of the burglaries in this area. So the city and the, you know, the law enforcement authorities can then plan different. You can plan 911, you know, hospital stuff. But what I want to see is the intensity radius of the calls.
Oh my goodness. I can
just very quickly go and show you, okay, if you're planning, clearly this part of San Francisco, I would actually have more response ready for burglary and be ready for those kind of calls, right, when like your alarm goes off and those kind of things. So this is just a practical application.
Right.
The other one is, how do you take and apply this to analytics, which is another very key area for us, right? Where we guys go ahead and, so I want to show you Bing Maps integration into Power BI.
Got it. Okay? Let's close this call first.
Sorry.
Someone's trying to call you. There
I
you
don't
go.
Know why. Somebody just figured out who I am, tried to call me. So what I wanted to say, this is a sales and marketing example, which is available, but what I want to show you is, bringing together three things. We talked about natural language understanding. We talked about maps and its features, right? And then saying, how do you apply it to practical analytics as an example? If I go to the search box right here and type revenue, so I got revenue.
Right.
Right? And then, and I say by state, as you can see, it's dynamically updating and now showing it on a map, right? And this is good, but you know those circles, even though we see some big circles somewhere, it still doesn't tell me much.
Yeah.
But I want better visualization, right? So it says filled as map, okay?
Maybe you're missing a L. It's super tiny.
Yeah, so it's very hard to see on the...
So as you're doing that and getting figured out, it's literally, you can tell the system how you want to visualize
exactly.
data.
Exactly. And the thing is, I'm obviously not typing something right, but the thing is the natural language. They're saying now fill it as fill the states and give it colors. And if I want to go, I have all these other visualization tools here to make my experience even better. When I go and say data colors and say, you know what? I want California to be of a different color since I'm in California, right?
Oh, I mean, you can see that there's a lot of options that you can do.
That I can then overlay on top of maps. In addition to this, we are supporting many more, you know, understanding coordinate formats, data formats like KML, to make sure natively, you know, you can go build these experiences.
And the thing about mapping, and I used to work for a company, and I got to manage sort of some of the mapping stuff that we did.
Yeah.
Location adds, the thing about data visualizations is that the as many dimensions that you can add into the data at the same time for understanding, the better, and mapping adds an additional two dimensions without much extra effort.
Yeah.
And that's latitude, longitude, state, or location.
Yeah, even in Excel, you can do thematic mapping, and the geo context is so important, especially if you're in sales and customer support and logistics. The geo context is really, it's applicable everywhere, but it is, you know, today almost bread and butter of any, you know, enterprise experience or any analytics experience.
Awesome. Well, we got about 4 minutes, and so I'm going to get a couple of questions, and then we're going to get to the end of how we can get to do more. Are Bing APIs cross-platform? How about iOS, Android, and Mac?
Oh, fantastic question. So I should have mentioned that all our APIs are RESTful APIs. And obviously, you can use them to build Bing Windows Universal apps.
Of course.
But since they are RESTful, you can use Android, you can use iOS, In fact, a lot of the people are building cross-platform solutions using Bing APIs.
Love it. Next question. Are the bots in Bing just a beta thing usable by only Microsoft right now, or are they public?
Actually, the Bing bots are available inside Skype already.
Oh, so
yeah,
you can actually
so
start
they
adding
are, them. They are public. The some of the ones which I told you are the experimental ones you've seen. We've talked about CaptionBot and Murphy in some of the demos we've showed. Those we are still working on,
okay.
But these are already public, available in Skype.
All right, the next one is a question. It's a long one, so since we're running out of time, we'll get to that question in a second, but as a developer, let's just get down to it. Now that we've seen sort of these search features for pictures, for video, we've seen how to integrate maps and use them, how can a developer sort of get started? What is it that you would like developers to do in order to start taking advantage of these things?
I think what we've done is, as I said, with our focus on Bing for Partners, we've actually really just launched a totally new Bing for Partners experience through this website, where we talk about some of the essential services that we have on this website, some advanced services. If you want to partner with us more deeply, like we have these deep relationships with Apple, AOL, Yahoo, as I mentioned to you, we have those options. We are working on the Knowledge and Action Graph API, which we are working with control set of partners. Those are the advanced things we are doing. But there is so much that what we are calling as essentials that you can just start using it today. Mm-hmm. And to even make it easier, the Microsoft.com Cognitive, if you go there, you can go and start trying these APIs for free, right? And I demoed the Explorer. There is the, of course, the whole sandbox we've created to play with code and see it. But, I mean, you can just, this stuff is available today.
Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah. So another question coming in from Gabor, how can I provide feedback to Bing for Partners?
So what you can do is, if you go to Bing for Partners site, we obviously have a feedback link, but you can send us email. It's called partner to Bing, partner with Bing at Microsoft.com.
That's awesome. And so we have about 2 minutes left. Have you seen anybody do some awesome things with this stuff already that you can talk about in 2 minutes? I know it's a short amount of time with such good technology.
Well, you know, I see so much of awesome stuff.
Right.
In fact, I run into a lot of partners who are using our APIs and tell us, hey, you know, sometimes they go, hey, what if it was location aware? We said, we already enabled it.
Nice.
Right? Said, you know, it'd be so nice to have street sight. We enabled it. But then the great practical applications and perspectives, it's really, we don't live to build this. We live for people to use this.
Right.
Right? And get the feedback and build it better and better as we go forward. But one point I would like to make to the developers is we have so much signal. We have hundreds of millions of users every month of our search and our experiences, and literally billions of clicks. So all this knowledge, which is going into, you know, to build this intelligence, right? All this data is very, very hard to replicate.
Yeah,
right?
No joke.
Yeah, you can do some limited scenarios, but we have so much of signal that they should really leverage that. And if not anything, the amount of signal that's coming through this, through these APIs and services, is just tremendous. And nobody shares it but Bing.
And that's amazing, right? Because I'm a data guy.
Yeah.
And the thing about data people is they always are like, I need more data.
Yeah.
I need more data if I'm going to make this work. But with Bing, we already have all of this data.
Yeah.
And we're able to leverage it in a powerful way.
Yeah, and it's very hard to get that level of, you know, signal and scale, which we deliver. And we make sure it's totally secure, right? We follow all the web standards,
right.
You know, SSL, TLS for the APIs. They are all RESTful, as I mentioned. They are operating on web scale, you know?
I love it. And so we're going to have to finish. We're out of time. This has been super awesome. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for watching. Again, we have a show coming up, live Office Dev Show, right around the corner. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Seth.